Welcome to the official Munzee podcast.
I'm Rob, also known as Coach V, your host and the president of Munzee.
And I'm Craig, also known as See My Shell. I'm an avid Munzee player and I'm here to explore the game further.
Each week we'll delve into Munzee's mysteries, divulge some secrets, and inform players from around the world just what is coming your way.
So please sit back, relax, be calm, stay off the water cooler, listen to what we have to say. Today is going to be a little bit of a big show, and it's going to be a different show because, well, not different, Rob. It's going to be on the normal plane as what's actually coming up in Munzee. Not what's been, but what's coming up in Munzee. So,
well,
but
all right.
Before we go there, what's been happening with you? Did you like that segue?
I do. Thanks very much. And hello, good to see you again. And thanks everyone for listening. Tune in because we're going to have some fun today. I have been up to, everything really revolves around Cappy, doesn't it, these days?
It does.
I've been enjoying my daily stroll, mainly just out there, depending on the day and what I've got going on, just capping as many as I can, then not sweating it if they go too far. For example, today I went out walking. I was testing some stuff and started my stroll much closer to the river than I usually do. I could only get four before they were scattered on the far side of the river, and I was not turning around to get there.
Exactly. And so this is what you do, Rob. And we said this in the special Munzee podcast that we did specially 45 minutes, Rob. That's the longest we've ever been, you know.
Yes.
Just don't sweat it. I mean, mate, I've been doing the same thing. My best day this week, because it's only been out 7 days, the best day for me has been 12 in one day. And I was super excited. I did use the, what do you call it, the Rover Treats and also the booster radius booster. To get those 12.
Yeah.
And I have done it on a bike, I've done it in a car, I've done it on foot. The 12 was on foot, Rob.
Wow.
It was on foot, in my local sort of walking area where I walk for the greenies. So maybe that's telling me something. The worst day for me has been 4, you know. So,
But still,
the worst day of 4 is still better than nothing, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
True.
At the end of the day, some people can start this and not go outside, start it in your home, and I can almost guarantee you'll get at least one, surely, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's it, people. Take it for what it is and just enjoy it.
I so much, yes. Just enjoy or try to,
Exactly. Rob, also this week I've listened to you on the Munzee Maniacs podcast. Now, I'll say this. They did not live up to their name, Rob. They were not maniacs towards you. I was there. I was sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for PJ to PJ his pants and say to you, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't. He sort of said, you know, oh, Rob, you're doing everything right. You're so good, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on, PJ. Where's this going?
Where's the fire, right?
There was no fire there, Rob. I was a bit disappointed with PJ, to be honest with you. I thought there'd be more.
Well, you know, he likes to battle with you. I think, and
this
with me, he likes to keep his account live, so he doesn't battle with me. He and I had a really good time. So yeah, if people haven't listened to the Munzee Maniacs podcast, please do. You'll get a slightly different view on a few things, which is great.
Yep.
And you know what? We talked. We actually went in a completely different direction than I thought we would. And it's stuff that I've actually never talked about before. So I'm not going to go into detail now because I've already talked about it.
Exactly.
But, you know,
it's
a good way for us to really, put resources out and grow the community. So if people are interested in that and they've never listened to that, podcast, this is a good one to start with.
Exactly. It's a very different, I mean, this podcast, Rob, is meant to be an informative podcast. Mm-hmm. This is like us reading the blog, what's coming up, what's happening, you know, that sort of thing. Whereas their podcast, it's a little bit more, it's not weekly as such, it's a little bit more sporadic. But then again, they're three people who've got real jobs, who, you know, that sort of thing. So they've got, when they get time, they can talk about it, but it's their own experiences and it's in a totally different country too. So if you have not listened to the Munzee Maniacs podcast, why not? Make sure you have a look on all the apps. And I believe if it's not on one of the apps, just let them know. Someone was having trouble with Amazon, apparently. They're not on Amazon podcast. So I'll reach out to Kevin about that. So anyway, what else am I doing, Rob? Well, as of tomorrow being Saturday, I'm starting my official road trip to Minnesota.
Oh. Yes.
I know, I'm driving, so it's a road trip. Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, do you think I'll be capping along the way? Absolutely.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to watch your progress, then that's one way to do it. I am starting my trip to Minnesota next week on Monday, but I'm not driving. I'll be flying. We're going to spend a little time with my son in Florida. I'm going to use it as my my home base for some of the events that are coming up. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, you too, mate. And speaking of events, etc., let's get into the week that was. Events we had in USA were in Florida and in Texas. That's all they had in the US, but in the world we had?
In the world, Germany had 2, Lithuania, Denmark, Victoria, Australia, and South Australia on Tuesday.
Look at that, 2 in Australia. Ooh. Same as what they had in the US. I'm very proud, Rob. The leaderboards over the weekend. This is very special, these leaderboards. I'll say this, and we'll leave it till Sunday. But Friday, we had KWD on 459,000 points, Vadotech on 387,000 points, and XP2 on 306,000 points. Saturday
was KWD, 568,000. Know your name. Addis, 523,000, and Coalcracker 7, 519,000.
And on Sunday, to round out the trifecta, KWD again.
Wow.
3 days in a row on a full weekend, 481,000 points. One of my favorite names to read out is Jaroslav Kass on 437,000, and Schmitzfam came in third on 374,000. So well done to all those who are on the leaderboard. The top 100 on each day, Rob, I'll say, but a special shout out to KWD, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Being on top. That's
an assault on the leaderboard is what that is. When you take first really place is. 3 days in a row, like that is not a common thing. So well done.
On a double point weekend as well. So that's really cool. Current events coming up this weekend itself. Now are you ready for USA? We have Alabama, Arizona, Missouri, California, North and South Carolina, Indiana, Florida, Kansas, and New Hampshire. Wow.
And out there in the world, only Norway. I mean, yay, Norway, but it's the only one in the world.
It's exactly. Apart from the US. Oh, anyway.
Yes, outside the US. Yeah, good point.
Don't forget the large events coming up. And again, I've said this last week as well. We have 5 events in Greenville, South Carolina for Pike's Spice. I believe it might be his birthday, and that's the reason why he's having 5. It's
turning
pretty
50.
Cool. 50.
Yeah.
Don't say 50 like it's a bad. I'm going to be there next year, Rob.
I'm getting close too, but yeah.
We only get close to 50. We don't get away from it. Anyway, that's on May the 2nd to the 4th. As I said before, there's actually 3 events on Saturday the 4th. So if you can only get there for one day, at least get there for the Saturday the 4th. That's a lot of cake, Rob.
Yes, it is.
There's 17 people going so far. So there you go. A lot of cake to had. Then we have in Star Wars Day, Rob?
May the 4th be with you. In England, there will be an event. And the question that we've got is if it's going to be yet another mega in the Midlands located in England.
Well, there's 52. I'm going so far. So far, so good. So there you go. Good work to the English. I'm very rare to give credit where credit's due, Rob, especially when it comes to British people. But you know what? Like, you know,
they're doing it. They've got it down.
I am an official convict, just saying. In Minneapolis on May the 10th to the 12th, we have Munzee Mania with myself and Rob will be there. It's been a big jump in numbers, Rob, because they did a shout out on their Facebook pages to say, look, you know, if you're going, click I'm going. So there's 52 there so far as well for Minneapolis, May 10th to 12th. And I'm looking forward to that. Next one after that, Rob?
Oh, the next one is one that I'm also very excited about. So you and I are going to be at both of these events back in Munzee Mania. And then we're headed to Flagstaff, Arizona, May 24th to the 26th. There are 23 people on so far, but we know that there will be many, many more people. And I'm going to be there with my referral cards in hand. I know you will be too. The people that are coming, be sure that you've got those referral cards before you go and that you have them on you, because that's the way that we can reach out, that we can let people know about Munzee, because there are a lot of people who are geocachers, we'll just say it, that have just, they've never even heard heard of Munzee. So it isn't that everyone out there that's a geocacher hates Munzee. It's just that they don't know about it yet. There are people who don't like it because, you know, it's more like a micro cache. Everything is. So we get that because geocaching is a different experience and it's more about the experience sometimes, where Munzee is about the points and competition and all that, as we all know. But they have to be introduced to it before they can make a judgment about it. And with Cappy and all the new stuff that's going on, players can play anywhere around the world. So these new players, they'll have something to do. So anyway, sorry, rant. But but it's a nice one because just looking for people to spread the word. That's it.
And Rob, there's other people out there like myself, and I'm telling you now, I've had at least 5 or 6 people that I know of personally that have joined back up with Munzee that, you know, we used to play in 2015, 16, 17, when literally there were only sort of physicals, it wasn't big virtuals on the game, and we've come back. And then the 5 or 6 people that have reached out to me, they've come back because they've seen me come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, so people get excited by your excitement. So you show them the game as it is today.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. You may be like Joshua, the geocaching vlogger, for instance, and get a referral player like myself who you can go and watch a movie. I'm still a little bit cranky, but no, I'm not cranky. He goes and watches a movie and gets 200,000 points because I'm capping, you know. So there you go. You can get a referral like that, people, just saying.
It's difficult, but you can.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, we can't forget either, Minneapolis and in Flagstaff, you're going to have some big players there too, Rob. Yep. You're going to have people like W. Helen is going to be there.
Yeah.
The geocaching vlogger is going to be both of those. You got Minnesota Boy who does all the other videos as well. Yeah. He's going to be at both of those too. So come on, guys, let's go Minneapolis and then Flagstaff, Arizona. And then if you want, Hampshire, UK, June 14 to 16.
Yeah.
So we're a couple of months away, but in the Hampshire. So if you're thinking about coming to the UK, June 14 to 16 is probably a good time to go, just saying.
Nice mild weather during the middle of June, which is nice. So, yeah, check it out. That's the midsummer events that are happening. Mm-hmm. And 31 so far on that. Have a feeling that number will continue to grow. And, it's on my radar. Planning? I know, yeah. No. I knew you were
going to.
What
about Lou?
Yeah,
Lou?
Same thing.
Same.
It's right there on the radar. That time period is a little tight on activities. My son's birthday is the following weekend. And so it's really a question of, what's going to be happening. He's actually coming over here. So,
bring him along.
Yeah. So, well, he won't be here quite then. So it's just a question of how many things can fit into, a very short, couple of weeks.
Fair enough. All right, Rob, that's the week that was. We're going to move on to, again, we've had a few developments this week. It's just saying, firstly and foremost, I'll say this, the Munz DeLorean mailbox. I will say, Rob, a massive shout out to Andy for the Munz DeLorean and to Dylan as well with the naming and all that sort of stuff to the whole team. But I'm telling you, Rob, I saw this, not just me. I had 3 other people personally reach out to me, text message me privately and go, oh my God, Craig, I need one. Like, Where do you guys get up with these names and the styles and everything else, you know? Let alone, Rob, let alone someone messaged me and said, Craig, I know you do the stickers and stuff in the store. I need a sticker of that Boba Fett tea.
Oh, you know, Boba tea. Yeah.
The Boba tea scatter, you know? I'm like, oh, dude, again, like, wow. That's all I say is, wow, you guys, I'm telling you, you're on the edge all the time, you know, something new all the time. I love it. So tell us about the mailbox. I'm already fretting over here. So there you go.
Yeah, no, it's the kind of thing where truly us recording and actually sharing one of our planning meetings would probably be, I don't know, but actually probably everyone might even expect the way that it goes, because sometimes it turns into like the craziest, just ideas back and forth that are flowing everywhere. And it used to be, like my favorite thing about, being in the office, it was everyone else's least favorite thing, because once we got ideas going, I just bounced from one office to the next and interrupted everyone all day long. Now we confine that to these planning meetings that we have. Mm-hmm. And, it's just a lot of fun. So the Munz DeLorean mailbox came about because we were doing May the 4th you know, the plan. And last year we did the dark side mailbox. So the conversation was about, well, what about some light side, you know, some the good guys piece. And and so anyway, the idea got pitched about Munn's DeLorean, and none of us heard, because it was just, you know, it's audio, and so none of us heard it the way that Robbie pitched the original idea about it being the DeLorean from Back to the Future as the design. And then once it was written out, like, he wrote it to us in our chat channel, and it was like, it is. So it's this crossover between the Mandalorian and the DeLorean from Back to the Future. So
I love it.
We're excited about it. I can't even begin to tell you how much fun we're going to have with it. And if you enjoy the art of this, it's 27, 28 cards, something like that. So if you think that Dylan's been creative with where we've gone so far with previous mailboxes and cards and designs, just wait. I mean, we're all amazed at what he comes up with. So.
Now, these mailboxes, guys, they are available in the store. And as I said, I'm a player first and foremost. I'm not selling it here, okay? I'm just getting that straight. I've got one. I bought one myself because I love it, and I love a mailbox. They're $25 in your store. You can buy them anywhere from now until I don't know when, but you better off, the sooner you buy them, the better, because you can place them. And you get 10 points or something each time you cap it daily until the May the 4th. From May the 4th onwards, each day you cap it, something special happens. And there's a full section of the on the What's New, is it? What is it that Rob? You've actually put it out, haven't you?
Like, yeah, on the board. So we put out the special schedule of the scatters the double point weekends that are going to be available. We release that on the blog. For those that don't like to read the blog, you can go to the What's New section of the app, and there is a link that will take you to the blog. So you can read it on the blog. There's a social post about it as well. That is where you can find all of that.
That information is right there. And one of the biggest questions I did notice, a lot of people, some people don't know what a mailbox are. Like, you know, my new referral, for instance, she's got her first mailbox now. She's excited about it. Why? Because she got it and she was here in New Jersey. She had to fly to California for a 3 or 4 day work trip. You can move it with you, people. So I'm excited, Rob. I start my road trip on Saturday. Guess what? I'm going to be in a different location every single day. It's going to move along with me every single day. I did put a video out there on my channels, guys, as well, after Sam reached out to me. Sam, he's the man. He gave us, like, the Cupazzi app is incredible. Gave us a little special button to where to find it every single day, because it goes off your map after you found it, like any other normal virtual Munzee, if you're a premium member. But there's a button on Cupazzi whereby, for me, Rob, I don't know where I'm going to be, you know, tonight or the next night, whatever else as well. So I can click back and go, there it is, grab it and move it to where I am. So good work, Sam. Great job for doing that. So yes, it can move with you every single day. There's no limit to how many times you want it to move. You want it to move 3 times a day, you can.
Yep.
But when you do move it, do not click undeploy. You click edit location. I had to say it 3 times, Rob, because therefore then it gets in people's minds. Don't click undeploy because you'll lose it. So edit location is what you need. Anyway, you said before, Rob, about the double points weekend for the mailbox owners, but there is double points for non-mailbox owners as well.
Yes. Yeah. So changing it up a little bit for everyone for the month of May. I don't know. Maybe we call it an appreciation event where we're going to give double points to all players. We're just going to reserve the weekends for those players who go above and beyond. They're the ones who have that mailbox. So so the ones with the mailboxes will have Friday through Sunday. Everyone will have Wednesday and Thursday. So for those people that are looking to deploy cards and all that kind of stuff, your Wednesdays and Thursdays, if you are not part of the mailbox group.
Here's a couple of questions for you, Rob. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, you just mentioned then, and then this one is not on the actual show notes. Yeah. You just said everyone. So I'm a mailbox owner, so I get the double points as well during the week as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I didn't read it that way when I first read it. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, if you don't own a mailbox, that's fine. Yeah. You know, that doesn't matter. It's, you know, I mean, how many years, Rob, or how many months has it been that you've had these double point weekends? You haven't had them for that long, to be honest with you. So yeah. back in the day, there was no such thing as double point weekends, so at all. So you can play like you did yesterday.
Yeah. The month of April, you know, we've done it every weekend for everyone because of the Flower Power events. Exactly. Everyone knows, you know, that we do that kind of thing to encourage events to be held and attendance and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, this is us encouraging people to help us out by investing in the game, and you know, it's the kind of thing that we need, and so this is how we're rolling for the month of May.
Perfect. So you don't own the mailbox. That's fine. It's not a problem. Yeah. It is the way it is. You know, there's still something for you. So I normally, Rob, deploy my cards before the double point weekend anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get double points on my deploy if I deploy them during the week, for instance. And then if you're not a mailbox holder, then you just get normal cap on points after that. So don't not deploy cards out of spite. I'll just say that because it's not worth it. I'll say that.
You say that. That's fine. I say, hey, you do you to everyone out there. I get it. Everyone's got choices to make. No problem.
You know the reason. You know the reason why I say that, Rob. I'm just saying out of don't do it out of spite.
Oh yeah.
You know? If you don't want to, don't place cards. Don't place cards.
Yeah.
But Rob, I'm going to Minnesota, mate. I need the cards. I'll just say I need the cards.
Oh, they'll be there, and you know that, and so do I. So yeah,
I do.
Here's the good news, though. Right now, as this has gone live, there is a double point weekend for everyone because guess what? It's still April. So double points are on right now. Just get your fill quick, everyone, because you've got temp verts that are on this that'll be out for the full month of April or May. And don't forget about that. Don't sleep on it.
Yeah.
Cards, temp verts, flats, greenies. And this time, for the first time, we've got places included in the double point weekend.
Places being POIs, being the orange ones that you can cap every single day for those people out there who go, what's places? Yeah, they're the ones. So you can cap them every single day. They're orange and virtual.
We announced this back in March, right? Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, oh man, this is crazy. Like, why places? It's such a weird thing. And it's because we had something special coming up for everyone. So let's talk about the two things that that we also announced on Thursday this week about not only the new place, but what are we doing with places for the future? Check it out.
I could not believe this, Rob. This is pretty cool. So everyone, if you haven't read the blog, we're here for you. Places points will be doubled, yes, doubled, from Monday the 29th, and guess what? Permanently. That's right. They're going forward with permanent double points. So that you got 80 points in for a deploy instead of the 40. You got 40 points for a cap instead of the 20, and you got 20 points for the cap on instead of the 10. You also get 10 points now for a garden POI instead of the 5 points for the cap on.
Yes.
See, Rob, I've got you, man. I've got you. See, I know this game more than what you think.
You're there. So
yeah, exactly. So this was in the response to the daily greenies coming back.
Yeah.
So now the POIs are technically worth more than a greenie now. So there you go. Rob, we're going to move on to the latest POI, because I've got a couple of questions for you. Let's talk about the latest POI. There's another one.
Well, so, man, this has been a conversation for a long time, and lots of people have asked for this in various different ways. So, well, we put it together. It's the pit stop. And this is a throwback to every trip I ever took with my dad. Got to pull over, need to make a pit stop. The word pit stop is used many, many different ways around the world, but specifically even in the world of racing, they have pit stops, you know, stop your car, pull over, do whatever thing you may need to do. So we're doing the same thing with this. And I'll just kind of give you the basics real quick. Obviously, it's available in the Freeze Tag store. It costs $10. One per 15 days. The rules apply the same as all of the other POIs. So, so everything about it is the same, all the points and everything else. So there's the basics.
Yeah. Now, the question I have then for you, Rob, as well, is what actually constitutes one of these pit stops? Mm-hmm. Is it just literally, is it, I'll put it bluntly, is it public bathrooms?
Yeah. So here's the way that we're putting it on the blog. And I'll try and read it nicely. Okay. And here's my nice voice. The purpose of this specific POI is to help people like you, everyone who's listening, that might need to find a public restroom. Okay. So, this would not necessarily be used for places that are super obvious, and everywhere in the US is super obvious. Okay. Yeah. Every grocery store, every Target, every gas station, every hotel, every, like you can literally go anywhere in the US as a pretty public much. Restroom. So what might be helpful, and this is what we're hoping people will use this for. And it's going to be, you know, checked by players, I suppose, as we play, is the public restroom. So, for example, here in Marlow, there is a public restroom in the park at the bottom of the high street.
Right.
Up the high street, there are no public restrooms. You can't go into any places. You can go into one of the pubs and you can buy a drink, but you can't just go in to use it. Okay. So this is good for rest stops, as they're called in the US. It's services here in the UK. I don't know the words in all the different countries, but the places where you can stop to get fuel, food, take a break, use the bathroom, whatever, water closet, all the public places, okay?
toilet.
Right. we are American. The company is American, so we are going to Americanize this a lot. However, we don't want this POI to be Americanized so that it is at every single place that you can find a toilet. Come on.
It really is. And that's what I thought when I saw it too, Rob. I thought to myself, hang on a second. I can literally walk outside my house where I am now and walk within a mile and I've passed a Target. I've passed ShopRite, which is a supermarket sort of style. I've passed two Fitness First, for instance, whatever they are. You know, I've walked past five or six different rest stops per se. This one is more used for the actual building specifically used for a rest stop, as in a bathroom break, not just the Targets or anything.
Yes. Now, are people going to put Targets and, you know, Walmarts and grocery stores around the world? Yes. And we do know that. Okay. So is it going to happen? Yes. But we would like for it not to be flooded. If it does start to appear to be flooded, then that's where, play it your way. Oh, that's not yours. Yeah. You know how that goes. So we would like for it to just stay nice. Just because you are a Munzee player and you would let other Munzee players into your house to use the toilet, that does not make your house a public restroom. So please don't submit your house. We actually talked about that in our meeting on this one. I was just like, I can already hear a couple of the interesting play. This is my way, people. So please don't do that. Thank you, everyone.
All right, there you go. Wow, Rob, I did not even think about that anyway. I would not go into other people's houses, especially their bathrooms. Anyway, moving on, Rob, the question of the week. And this question of the week, it comes because this question has been asked of you now, I think twice in total.
Yeah.
And it's in regards to Cappy. So we're going to go back there, okay? Cappy's size, apparently, on their people's screens have been an issue for some. What's happening with Cappy's size?
So it's a good question. And I think I've talked about it, but not completely. So Cappy seems to be the same size on all devices. So if you have a small device, then yes, he may appear to take up more of your screen. We are not finished with Cappy. So stick around, stay tuned, continue to be patient with us, do the daily stroll. Even if you just let it run down, there is more to come, and we are having continued conversations about Cappy, his placement, and the size of him on the screen. Thank you, everyone. Please be patient.
Just one more quick question. So what you're saying, Rob, is that Cappy is not going away per se, but he may be, you know, improved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, okay. what can't be improved, you know? And so we are always listening. Just because we don't mm-hmm. move super fast doesn't mean that you need to have 3 weeks of conversation about the same old dead unicorn. Exactly. So please don't beat the unicorn up too much. He's good. He's sticking around. Just keep on watching us evolve, Cappy. All right, that's the plan.
Rob, I'm going to move on now as well with the Munzee request of the week. I started this last week, Rob, and I'm telling you now, like this one here, you're just going to laugh and you're just going to say no. But this request of the week, I've got to tell you the little quick backstory. It comes from my recent referral, aka my wife. it only happened to her 2 days ago, Rob, where she rang me and she's at work. She's in California. She's, you know, happy as Larry, so to speak. But she's over there, and because she's working and she's in California now, not the East Coast, she's on the West Coast, she got home from her work and it went into the new MHQ day and she hadn't deployed.
Oh, right.
So she lost her deployment streak. And for her, the OCD runs wild when it comes to the calendar, because now she's got literally a green date, not the green and orange slash, you know. So for her, she's like, oh, that's more worrisome for her than what the actual – their whole streak thing is. But deploy mulligans, because I've seen it as well on the water cooler and other places. Deploy mulligans, are they ever going to be in, or are they ever going to be a thing?
I'm not dumb enough to actually say never or, you know, any of that. So so nice try there. But it is very, very unlikely that anyone would see that anytime mm-hmm. soon. It sucks, you know, that all the different time zones, but we've now got multiple places in the app where people can check the time zone. It's called the Camp Hub. You're welcome. But yeah, I get it. People travel, people forget, things happen. And whether it's because of OCD and the green and orange on the daily activity tracker, or just wanting to follow through on the streaks. I get it. I broke mine a million times. Everybody knows.
Everybody does. All right, moving on to the Munzee tip of the week. And you'll see, Rob, you will see that this is actually empty. We forgot about this, but I thought about it. And I'm going to give you the Munzee tip of the week from me. And that is, if you're ever going on a road trip, people, like I'm doing coming up right now, purchase yourself or get yourself some destination renovations. Mm. Because as you go along these major highways, et cetera, as well, you'll see that most or a lot of them are not up to the five yet. Well, some of them are, but we'll discuss that later. But some of them aren't. And so to assure yourself to get a room, a permanent room in some of these resorts, you can then renovate and upgrade the resorts and cap them as you go. You know, that's the thing. Rob, I've used it before where I'm in my rest stop area for the night, and I look for the next day where I'm going to go. I then click on the resorts and update the resort so I don't have to do it on the go.
Wow.
So yeah, look at me. Look at me.
Now I'm gonna blow your mind here for a second, because if it's a 3 or a 4-star resort, if you cap mm-hmm. it, now this, you have to be quick to be able to do this. So you open the details, right? If you cap it and then renovate it, and then you can cap it again, and that's when you get the deploy. So you can get like 15 caps and then renovate, and then you get 15 more caps and a deploy. So just saying, but again,
there you go.
At speed, so, I don't recommend
do not recommend that. Only recommend that if you're stopped or whatever else as well.
Yes.
So especially when you're a passenger, you can't tell your driver, slow down a bit, unless they're a Munzee player themselves. So there you go, Rob. That's the Munzee tip of the week. And this ends another official Munzee podcast.
Thanks for joining us on this Munzee adventure.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcasting app. And of course, join us again for another informative episode.
And remember, Munzee is more than a game. It's a worldwide community of mobile game players.
So keep scanning, keep discovering, and keep that Munzee spirit alive. Rob, 1, 2, 3, Munzee on.
Munzee on. Normal speed for me.
I know, Rob. Right?